This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm a little hot today, but I'm good.
I'll tell you, I'll be honest, we're in a bit of a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
That's a actual weather term that I've picked up watching the weather.
And we apologize right off the bat. I feel like if talking about the weather is the lowest form of human communication. So,
it is the worst.
Sorry.
It's what most conversations with like your neighbor are.
Right.
Man, how many more of these do we think we got? I don't know.
Have you seen that? It's like that Always Sunny when they move to the suburbs.
Oh, my God. It's hysterical.
You start screaming at the guy. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. It's the best. Ryan, we went to Comic-Con this past weekend. We have now frequented a lot of cons. And
we sure have.
We're already labeled the bad boys of Comic-Con. That's fine. We have to embrace that. That's just who we are. That's okay. Right? You know, that's not going to change anytime soon. Do you still enjoy them, or are they getting to be old sombrero?
You know, it's one of those things where it depends on the con. So, like, when we go to, if all things being equal, I don't think I'm ready to do another New England Comic Con just yet. I think we've done what we could do there.
Yes, that's probably.
I don't want to big time anybody and say we've outgrown them, but
no. But like, as you'll see, like as we get into some of the interviews, like we do with all the Comic Cons, whether it's Northeast, Boston, Rhode Island, the Comic Con in Connecticut, like this one, we literally interviewed a kid for the second time, and that's when it hit me, like, you know what, maybe we don't have to go to every single one. So I think, and it's not because of that, but scheduling wise, I think we're out, unfortunately, on Boston Comic Con this year, which they're calling just the Fan Expo, I think.
Yeah, it's the Fan Expo now. Were you telling me that like San Diego was like up and because they are Comic Con?
Yeah, I think they were.
Any other, like,
they were trying to copyright Comic Con, like San Diego was, because they were like the first one, or at least the biggest one,
right,
or whatever. So I think maybe other ones are getting scared off by it. But anyway, that one's in August. I know a lot of you that listen will probably end up swinging through there. It's a good time, but I just don't think we're gonna go. But all right, I say before we get to all the exciting Comic Con news, we probably should get to the This Week in Dork. Well, Ryan, we got our very first look at Kristen Wiig as Cheetah. She is going to be the villain in Wonder Woman 2, or as you see all over Twitter, Wonder Woman 1984.
Mm-hmm.
She looks fine.
She looks like her same character from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, she's kind of playing that role in a lot of movies, I feel like. Not just Ghostbusters, some of the other stuff where she's in it, like a little bit smaller, like the way she kind of just like is walking around looking. Yeah, it has a Ghostbusters feel to it.
The way she's got the face,
you know
what I mean?
You've seen her.
Clothes on.
With skin.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Your hair.
I've seen it.
She's got kind of
that like frumpy thing going on. So I think this is going to be like a nebbish character with a bad name who like becomes a badass.
I find her very attractive.
She is attractive.
Yeah.
She's a very, very attractive lady.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Also,
funny.
Interesting.
I think she's very funny.
The original Ghostbusters, correct me if I'm wrong, came out in 1984. And so it's all connected.
It's all connected,
Ryan. BoJack Horseman Season 5 is coming out September 14th on Netflix. I don't know if you watch that show anymore.
You know, it's funny. This is one of those shows. I'm stunned that this is in its fifth season. I thought this came out. It's one of those, like, I thought it came out like last year. But I think I've watched the first two episodes of BoJack Horseman 3 times.
Oh, yeah. Just trying to start
like, I start one and I'm kind of paying attention. Then I watch the second one and then I shut it off. And then I don't watch it for like a year. And then you mention it or someone mentions it to me. So I try to start it again, watch the first two episodes. You know, so you're like, all right.
Yeah,
I'm just not thrilled about it. I'm sure it's funny, and I will get to it eventually.
It's also very depressing. It's like it's an interesting. Like it's not. I don't think it's for everybody because it is funny and like the character's funny. Like Will Arnett's funny, but man, there's definitely some. It's sad at times.
It gets dark at times.
It does. It does. Preacher Season 3 is back. I watched the episode 1. Episode 2, at the time we're recording this, is already out, but I have not seen it. But episode 1 was a good start. Looks like they're going to Jesse's grandmother's house, which if you read the comics.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That is some wild shit. We've been Jody. Yep. Well, we've introduced to Jody.
I remember that from the comics being a wild ride.
That was intense. Some of the stuff there was absolutely intense. But even though the show's on AMC, well, I shouldn't even say that because, you know, Breaking Bad was on AMC and they did a lot of crazy stuff. But they're willing to go there if you've been watching the first couple seasons of the show.
Yeah, they're pushing it for sure.
They definitely will. Hey, here's some fun news, Ryan. Kristen Ritter is going to make her directorial debut in Season 3 of Jessica Jones.
Hey, can't be any worse than the other ones. So
that's true. That's great.
Good for her. I'm glad she's taking the reins.
You notice though that like that's always like a headline. It's like, oh, so and so like set to direct an episode. Like, do you even care or is it?
No, as long as the episode's good, I don't care.
Go for it.
Yeah, for sure.
It sounds like Kevin Feige basically confirmed that there's going to be a Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah.
Do you want a Doctor Strange 2?
Kind of. I mean, I found that was entertaining. I didn't know if I wanted an Ant-Man 2, but here we are.
But here
we
are. Yeah, we're getting one, sister. Yep. So go buckle in. I don't know. Doctor Strange 2, I guess it's just going to be interesting. After the next Infinity War,
well, that's just
what
it.
Are they going to do how are they going to make sense of standalone movies after that?
Well, that's just it. I mean, where do you go from here? You know what I mean? And I think, you know, there are smarter people smarter than me in charge of this whole thing, and I think they see where it's going.
Yeah.
So God bless them, but like I don't know.
Well, the beauty with Doctor Strange is like you can literally go anywhere, like if you want, like you can make that the weirdest goddamn movie of all time. You can be in a different like dimension or portal or whatever the hell. I don't know if they're gonna bring
whatever the hell.
Maybe Benjamin Bratt has a bigger role in that second one. And that probably what people are hoping to see. Maybe more Benjamin Bratt.
And the other thing too is like if you introduce Adam Warlock, I mean that opens up a whole other door.
Yeah,
you know, for him to like do other crazy shit. So we'll see where that goes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, and that would be one that would probably be the only movie worth seeing in 3D would be a sequel to Doctor Strange. Like you're like, all right, let's do it up.
That was a visual treat.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel McAdams, a nice will they won't they relationship that people like.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
people like that a lot, like Zach and Kelly, right?
Okay.
Hey, other comic book news, Ryan. That's a lot of what the news is usually focused on here in this segment of the program. How about a Morbius movie that nobody asked for?
Oh yeah, and the other thing too is like, what's this Joker movie that Jared Leto's supposed to be starring in and producing? Like, what happened to that? Is we just going all Joaquin?
That's a DC movie, so I don't know what the hell is going to happen there.
No, I'm just talking about, like, scheduling-wise. Like, how is that going to happen, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Isn't that the one with Martin Scorsese is going to be in that?
Yeah. So, like,
do you say Scorsese or Scorsese?
Scorsese. I say Scorsese.
See, that's what I say.
It's Scorsese.
It's Scorsese. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm all
like
around
you
it.
You nailed it. Like, this movie that nobody asked for, and a way
Morbius.
For Sony to kind of hang on to the Spider-Man franchise in like the worst way possible.
Yeah, so they're basically, so they obviously have Spider-Man Homecoming is theirs. It's in the MCU, but it's a Sony half property also.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have the sequel, which we talked about last week, which is going to be called Far From Home. They got Venom, which comes out this fall. And then they're like, how about Morbius starring Jared Leto? Morbius,
well, the good news
the
is,
living vampire.
Is great, it's great casting.
It actually is. Like, it is great casting.
Yeah.
And they're saying this is like the Sony MCU. I'm like, no, that's not a thing. Don't start that. That's not a thing. But technically, this would mean Morbius would be in the MCU, right? Like if Spider-Man could potentially overlap with Venom, then that draws him in. And if this, if they're going to connect any of the dots there, then Morbius is now in the MCU, I guess?
I guess.
And so for people who don't know Morbius, it's literally, he started out as a Spider-Man villain, and then he really became more of one of these like anti-heroes, right? That's pretty much it. Like he's a vigilante type.
Yep.
He's a fucking vampire. And also,
down
this
at
is
a block. He's got a pig nose, you know.
This is a fun fact. I believe it was, they may have even shot it. I think it might have been a deleted scene at the end of Blade 1 that after Blade, like, you know, the final battle or whatever, then he was going to like survive. And then he was going to come across a guy and it was going to be like somebody that turns his back and then like all you see is like half of his face. And it was going to be Morbius. Because obviously Blade's a Marvel character too. He's kind of a forgotten.
I remember that now.
Yeah, he's a forgotten Marvel character. But I think the director or the writer said, yeah, we kind of had an idea of going with Morbius in Blade 2, which would have been pretty sick. Like, he would have been perfect for that little trilogy, don't you think?
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. But I would rather have Del Toro do what he did than deal with.
No, Blade 2 is great. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. Now, do you think they'll end up ever bringing Blade back? Like recasting Blade and sticking him in the MCU?
If they do, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that.
He seems like a DC character.
He does. Like, if they, like, he belongs in, like, the Justice League Dark. Like, he doesn't really belong.
That's still the movie that I think you and me are waiting on the longest.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me Constantine and Swamp Thing and the whole crew. Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Did you see the poster, Ryan? And I'm sure that you did because we tweeted it out at Dork Podcast for the upcoming M. Night Shyamalan movie, Glass.
And I did see that.
Pretty badass poster, actually, as far as movie posters are concerned. So it's got...
Yeah, it says Glass on it.
It says... Well, if you look at the rest of the poster, it also has James McAvoy. They're all sitting in chairs. It's James McAvoy from Split. It's Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson from Unbreakable. They're all sitting in chairs in what I would assume is like an insane asylum. But then the reflection... you know, sort of like the episode 1 Anakin Skywalker Darth Vader poster, which is the best part of anything that produced from that movie. Instead, on the floor, you see like what their characters kind of are. And if you've seen those movies, you know what to expect there. And so the three of them are all going to be together, at least in a room in this poster anyway. I don't really know what else they're going to do in this movie, but we love a shared universe here, and this is pretty sweet.
How about a nice little buddy heist, you know what I mean? A little.
You like a heist film.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like a good heist film.
You like a good heist, like the movie Sneakers.
Because it looks like, from the movie poster, I mean, it looks like, you know, Bruce Willis is incarcerated.
It does. Yeah. And something that I noticed, and I know Wes from the Boxers pointed out on Twitter as well, it's kind of distracting because the names, they have the three names of the actors on the poster, but they don't line up with the character.
And they're out of order. Yeah.
They're out of order, and they're also not in alphabetical. It's one thing if they're in alphabetical, I'm like, so be it. That's the billing for the movie. Like, I don't care. But they're not even in alphabetical order, and they don't line up with the character. I'm like, what are you doing here? What is this?
And fun peek behind the curtain, just to throw this in there, there was a time in our lives where Rich referred to me as Mr. Glass.
That's true. Yeah, Ryan experienced a lot of injuries. Throughout
a lot of injury prone. Injury prone person. Yeah.
He is injury prone. I feel like your specialty was the separated shoulder.
Oh yeah, 13 and counting.
I feel like that good old lucky 13 of the old shoulder
lucky
pops.
13 Uh-huh.
Ryan, this is also news. Jim Carrey is gonna play Robotnik in a Sonic movie.
We are just playing fast and loose with the word news today, aren't we?
Well, these are things that happened since our last episode, Ryan. Segment. We usually do about 10 or 12 minutes.
And I tweeted this out. I'm like, I am at a completely, like, I don't, like I said, like a Brooks Hadlin from Shawshank Redemption level understanding of the world today. Like, I don't get it anymore. Like, fine, like, I just don't get it. Like, why is this movie being made? Why is Jim Carrey saying okay to this? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
What is happening?
I don't know. I've lost a lot of respect for Jim Carrey.
I don't want to bring this up because I don't want to give it airtime, but I got people telling me that, like, Jurassic World is, like, a better movie than Logan.
Oh, right.
Like, I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Just leave your Twitter beefs on Twitter, please. That's not what we're not here to do down the pod. This is a safe space.
We'll edit it. We'll take it out. We'll take it out in post.
I'll definitely edit that. Nobody will even know. We'll take that out in post. No problem. But I loved, like, growing up, Jim Carrey might have been my favorite person in the world. Like, the run of Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, Ace Ventura 2, for a kid who was, like, 10, 11, 12, 13 during that run, there was nobody on earth. Maybe Sandler could kind of rival it, but Jim Carrey was the man to me. And then I was watching reruns of In Living Color. Like, I loved Jim Carrey. And then watching that Andy Kaufman documentary thing on Netflix, I'm like, this guy's just an asshole.
Like, yeah, I was going to ask you, the question I was going to ask you is if, you know, however old, rich, 30, in his 30s, rich right now, was like, hey, do you want to go to lunch with Jim Carrey? Like, I don't think you would be like, absolutely.
Yeah, probably not. I'd be like, can I interview him and put it on the podcast? Then I would do it. But if they're like, no, you just get to hang out with him, I'd be like, eh, I don't know. I'll probably
just
go home.
Yeah, they'd be like, no pictures, no cameras, no recording equipment. You just have to sit and eat lunch with Jim Carrey. Like, I don't think I would want to do that.
No. No way. I'd rather go home.
And you can't. And the other thing, too, is they're like, you can't tell anybody you did it. Because that's like the thing. They're like, yeah, I went to lunch with Jim Carrey today. And people would be like, oh, you're an interesting person. But if you couldn't tell anybody, and you
allow me to pull up a chair, and why don't you bend my ear a little bit on this Jim Carrey stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, and then he was, you know, playing another character the entire time for another movie. It was really not fun at all. He kept insulting me. Yeah, I couldn't call him Jim. Yeah. It was a whole issue.
He started looking at me all weird. Like, did you see him on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld?
I think I did actually watch that one, yeah.
That was awkward. That was super awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I guess there's going to be more episodes of that coming soon as well.
Which I like that show.
It's cool. It's fun. It's nice, like, what, 15-minute little quick hitters?
Sure.
Pretty good. All right, I know you got a lot of news, or at least you got one very significant bit of news here that Ryan will get to right now.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan.
Well, I mean, what is the significant amount of news?
Not a significant amount, but I would say a very significant nugget that we didn't get to last week. Involving a game that we play together often.
Oh, yes. So
and perhaps a new hero in the said game.
Yeah, so I'll get to that in a minute. So speaking of nuggets, we have a total Westworld situation going on in Fortnite right now. People are all abuzz about this. Something cracked the sky in Fortnite, which is something, and it's expanding, and people are going bananas over it. It has something to do with time travel.
Oh, boy.
Have fun. Have fun with it. I don't really care. No. I don't really care what's going on with
that.
It's
not for us.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
It's going to be the same game, like, every time.
All right.
So they can blow stuff up. They can move stuff around. It's still the same. It never changes. So
our buddy Shine Time has won over 200 Fortnite games now.
Which is good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. I'm respect for putting that much time and energy.
Mad props.
Twitch, this month, starting today, is giving away 21 free PC games. So if you are...
Oh, nice.
Sorry, not Twitch.
What? You're just all hung up on your twitch.tv / Arvon D.
I had this right. Twitch and Amazon are giving away 21 free games. So that's pretty cool. And there's some good titles in there, too. I think Metal Slug is on there. So there's some good games that they're giving away. The NES Classic, Richard, is back in stock at several places, including GameStop.
Nice.
So if you wanted to get your hands on that, they're $60. If you want to get your hands on that, they just did restock them.
All right.
So I know some people were all about those, and they don't have them yet. So there you go.
Yep.
The Greek Freak, as you tweeted out yesterday, is on the cover of 2K19.
Yeah, not a bad choice. Pretty good.
Right on.
Yep.
Right on. You know.
Very nice player.
Good for you basketball players.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Sorry,
that's just that's the Greek pronunciation. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah.
If Westworld didn't suck enough, I finished Westworld last night, and I have my frustrations with that. I won't get into that. But
all right.
So. This is the second time I've mentioned Westworld in the Video Game Minute.
Yeah,
which is
Jesus.
Weird as well,
it's a TV minute.
But if
now.
That didn't suck, if that ending of that season didn't suck enough, it turns out that they're being sued by Bethesda. Apparently, they have a mobile game, and they stole a bunch of code from Fallout Shelter.
So
if that, yeah, so they're It's like basically the same exact game, except with like Westworld characters, and Bethesda is pissed, and they're suing the pants off them.
Sounds awful.
So that sucks. In other sucky news, the only thing worse than not being able to play crossplay with PlayStation, as we found out because we are PlayStation people.
We are. PS4.
And we're starting to get the reasons why they're holding that up. So the only thing worse than not being able to crossplay is the reasons that PlayStation is giving.
What's the reason?
They first they said it was a technical issue, which turns out that that's not true.
Oh.
Then they said it was an issue of like player safety. So, like, they wanted to be like, well, you know, we want to make sure that going cross-platform that there aren't any, like, securities and, like, on our network and blah, blah, blah. Turns out that's all bullshit.
Yeah, that sounds bullshit.
Simply what it comes down to is that basically Sony doesn't want people to buy games elsewhere and then play them on their network for free.
Yeah, there it is. So it's the monetary thing.
Yeah,
of course.
So, and what's frustrating is that, like, developers who are, like, trying to create cross-play games, because that's inevitably, that's where the gaming world is going. I mean, for Christ's sakes, like, Nintendo Switch already has crossplay.
Right.
Like, they can play with anybody. PC can play with anybody. Xbox is still, I think they can do anything. And with mobile, the only thing that's holding PlayStation up is PlayStation.
Ugh.
So I don't understand, like, what the hell they're doing or why this is, like, a monetary concern, but they can't, like, figure it out.
For heaven's sake.
Which is frustrating. So we're starting to get more of these news. Quickly, before I get to the nugget you were talking about, Spider-Man, Insomniac Spider-Man won Best Action Adventure and Best Console Game at the E3 Awards, the Critics Awards.
Nice.
So that's kind of big news, so that's awesome. Other winners included Best of Show was Resident Evil 2, the remake of that.
Mm.
Anthem, which was BioWare's game, got Best Action Game and Best PC Game.
Ooh.
And the Best RPG of the show was Kingdom Hearts 3.
All right.
And just a reminder that there is no worse person on the planet than adult Disney fans. So I'm just going
to
throw that out there.
There you go. Add that to the mix. Yeah, sure. Put it
so
in
the
there.
Nugget you were Slip talking about is I did get a quick hands-on of Wrecking Ball, the new character in Overwatch, and he is pretty difficult to use, but I think if you can figure it out, he's going to be a handy little character. He's a tank character, drops bombs everywhere. He can actually swing around like a Wrecking Ball. Great
shitty
damage
name.
Output.
That's a terrible
shitty name.
Yeah.
I personally like Hammond. If you just called him Hammond, that would have been fine.
Yeah, Hammond was great. Go with Hammond.
Hammond the Murder Hamster?
Yeah.
I love that.
Love it.
Yep. All right, so that's what I got. That was
Fair
long for me.
All right.
Well, we'll tighten the screen.
Yeah, I'll take half of that out in post.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the topic du jour, Ryan?
I'm sorry, what?
The topic du jour, it's the...
Yeah,
it's the topic of the day. And today today it is Comic-Con 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Is this like the new, anytime we say two, we have to say Electric Boogaloo? It's
yeah.
Kind of like my wife? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think
I'm in on Electric Boogaloo.
Good.
One of my favorite 80s movies.
No, I know that it is. And so I figure with everything two, we might as well just slap that on there. It gives it a little more gravitas, I think. So what we did was same kind of scenarios we do every time we go to these conventions. This one was in Foxwoods once again. Cool setup. Really, really nice time. It's sort of the one right in the middle. Like, it's obviously not as big as Boston, and it's not as chaotic as Rhode Island, but it's obviously significantly bigger than Northeast, right?
Yes.
So we walked around, we interviewed a bunch of people. The first person we spoke with had a very sick Bane cosplay. Looked awesome. How would you describe, out of six Infinity Stones, Ryan, what would you give this gentleman's costume?
5.5.
It was awesome, right? Like, he looked like Bane. He had the exact mask. He had like the bulletproof vest or whatever. He was like pretty jacked. He had tattoos. I don't know if they were real or fake. I think they were real. He had tattoos all over his body. And also there's a picture. We're on Instagram now, by the way. Shout out Dork Podcast on Instagram. Davey's running that bad bitch, and there's a picture of me interviewing Bane. So let's hear how that played out, shall we?
I'm here with Bane. First off, is it all right if we use this for the podcast?
Yes, it is.
So right there, he's got the mask, and it's one of those masks that has the voice in it, which is pretty slick, right? Like that. So he
pretty
sounds
slick.
Like Bane, because we can all do a Bane. Would you like to do a Bane?
You merely adapted the doc. I was born in it.
Like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let me try.
You gonna hit me with it?
Yeah, I think that's probably the same line. I workshop. This is the worst impression that I do, and I workshop it around the house all the time. And my wife hates it.
You may have been born in the night, but... You may have adopted the night, but I was born in it.
I think I go too high at times.
You go too way too shrill.
I go way too high. I
was born in it.
I can't do it. I can't do a Bane, but I want to do a Bane so bad.
You know, you do a lot of things well.
Thank you.
And that's not one of them.
No, a Bane impression is at the bottom of the list. And yet, what's funny about me is if I'm not good at something, I immediately quit. I'm like, forget it. Like,
yeah, so why don't you go ahead and just quit that
But
one,
this is the one thing. I can't do it. I can't quit the Bane impression. I was born in it. All right, there we go. Let's.
Yeah, not great.
It's terrible. It's really bad.
Yes, it is.
What brought you out to the Comic-Con today besides intimidating people?
So this is every single time, Ryan, when you're at the convention, when you're talking to somebody in cosplay, there's that moment in time right before you ask like the second question where you don't know if they're going to be the character or if they're just themselves in a costume.
Right.
You have no idea. And so I was
no idea.
I was really hoping, again, if you got the voice piece, I kind of have a feeling that, you know what, you're probably going to be playing Bane. Let's see.
The Comic-Con today, besides intimidating people.
Well, I'm one of the cosplay guests for the show.
What the fuck?
And this was like the biggest letdown, because this guy is one of the first guys we see when we walk in. He's got everything like to the like down pat, and he tells us later that he made all this stuff himself, and you think that he's going to like play it up, and you're like, you know, what brought you out here? And you think he's going to go full Bane? He's like, well, actually, they asked me to be here.
I'm one of the guests.
I can't do a Bane. I can't do it.
You can't stop. I need to do the Bane.
I need to. If I put my mind to it, I'm going to have the best Bane by the end of the day.
Well, I'm one of the cosplay guests for the show.
Oh, okay. Is this the any other cosplays that you do?
Yes, I'm most known for Blade, Bane, Batman, Arkham Knight Batman, Nick Fury.
He's most known for Blade?
Yep.
Around what parts?
Yeah, like where? Like who knows you as Blade?
At first, I thought he was like, I do Blade, I do Bane, I do Batman, I do Bono, I do Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Like,
you really didn't get off of bees, did you? You just kind of stuck there in the old B category.
Batman, Arkham Knight Batman, Nick Fury, a couple others.
Now, is it difficult to breathe in that apparatus?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
I'm all around it, I feel like.
How similar?
You're just not really getting there.
No. And then sometimes I lose it. Like, I'll get kind of close to it, and then it just goes, you think, like, all right, now I got it. Nope, I don't.
Similar is your voice to Bane's voice?
Nothing at all. Nothing.
Where did you get that headset?
I actually made it.
You made it? How'd you do that?
Yes, it started off with a respirator, and then it's a lot of craft foam and some tubing and things, so some leather on the base.
Now, is there a...
he seems kind of out of breath. Doesn't he?
He does seem kind of out of breath.
Like, listen.
You can like hear him like breathe a couple.
Put some leather on the base.
Now is there a?
It's like when Batman's kicking his ass at the end of Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. Pulling the tubes out of him.
Cosplay contest here today?
I don't believe it's today. I believe it's on Sunday.
Are you going to be here for that?
Yes, I will be. I'm like I said, I'm a guest, so I'll be here for the 2 days, and I'll be debuting my cyborg.
Cyborg, really?
Yes, cyborg.
Now, which one would you say is your best? If you got to show up and you knew you were in a serious competition, you could only wear one, what would it be?
Right now, people are leaning towards cyborg. It's a very bulkier, more detailed. But I got to get it between cyborg and my Arkham Knight Batman.
How do you drink in the Bane mask?
There's a hole right here, and that's where I put the straw.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So there you go. There was
that, and that's what fascinated me the most, because when he said that to you, I kind of like looked behind him. And in the Bane vest, he had like a camelback like underneath it.
Yeah.
And the straw ran from the back of his neck, like the back behind his neck, all the way up through the mask. And he actually could drink through the mask. Which is pretty sweet. But like, Jesus Christ, what a for such an interesting person, that was the most vanilla interview ever. Like, I was just such a letdown.
That was a huge letdown. And then, so the next thing, all of a sudden we were just talking to each other about where else we should go, and then this kid that was working at a vendor spot, he kind of popped out, and I was like, you know what, while we're here, let's just interview this guy. Let's stick a microphone in front of this guy's face.
Justin, though.
What's that?
So besides this current store, which has a lot of good, you know, stuff from Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic, D&D, all that type of stuff, there is also a cool little shop over there that sells a bunch of figurines with dragons, goblins, all that type of stuff. And there's another shop for that have D&D dice. They're like copper, metal, gold lettering. Each, like, one set costs like $60-something. Yeah.
Now, do you collect anything?
I collect D&D dice, Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I play Yu-Gi-Oh still, but I do D&D. My current group is a little, we haven't played for a month, but...
Why's that?
You know, work, schedules, it's, you know, a bummer.
Are you kind of let down by some of those guys? Are they not as committed as maybe they should be?
I feel like people are committed as they want to be, so I can't blame them for that. It's just timing's horrible.
Yeah. But what would you say is the most expensive piece of memorabilia or collectible that you own?
Ooh, that I own. It would probably be my... I didn't have to pay for this. It was a gift. But my girlfriend lovingly made me a Keyblade that is as tall as you.
A Keyblade, my height.
Now, hold on, Ryan. What would you say is the most expensive piece of like memorabilia or something that you own?
I have the Amazing Spider-Man number 36.
Ooh.
The September 11th. Amazing Spider-Man that they did like 2 days after 9/11 happened, and it's the variant like all black cover.
Oh,
and that thing's worth like the way I have it, like $60 to $70. Like that, I would say that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a cool piece. I mean, yeah, it's not crazy expensive. I'm thinking, I don't know if I have anything that's crazy. The best piece of memorabilia I have is probably, you know, the DVD to Scream. I have the box set. It was the trilogy. Before they came out with the fourth one, I have a box set of all three Screams. And then I later bought the fourth Scream, so I have all four in the series on digital video disc. Yeah. No big deal, but I have that. I can show that off.
No, you know what? It's a big deal. That's a big deal.
It's a collector's item, so whatever.
Yeah.
I think I have it on, you know, like full screen or two. No. Actually, I think I have like the original Star Wars DVDs like on full screen because like... That was back before anybody really had widescreen TVs. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to cut my TV in half. Like, I'm just going to watch it full screen. And then, you know, 5 years later, you're like, shit. Like, these suck now. They look ridiculous. They're all just, like, blown up. It's just like a guy's nose. And you're like, this stinks. Anyway.
As tall as you.
A Keyblade, my height. I'm just under 6 foot. So that's quite a Keyblade.
Yeah.
What would that be on the open market?
It was pretty well made. Not metal, it's made out of wood, but the paint job makes it look metal. So I would say getting close to 100.
Now, if you tried to bring that into a convention like this, would they kind of flag that as being a pretty serious weapon?
They would put a little like thing on it and say like, hey, this can be a weapon, but it's allowed in here. I've seen some people with keyblades. I've seen some metal keyblades too. It's allowed to be in here. You just have to go through, you know, security, and they'll have a little thing that says, okay, it's legal, it's fine.
Now, if an intruder came into your house and they saw you pick up that keyblade, would he maybe think twice?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Now, have you seen, what was the last movie you saw in the theater?
Ooh, it would, Infinity War.
What'd you think?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. A lot of shockers I didn't expect. I'm not like a diehard Marvel fan, but I'm a diehard comic book fan. So I knew what happened in the comics, and then, you know, shockers happened.
Right. And then lastly, what's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
Here we go. I forgot to ask Bane.
Go.
It was a big mistake. I didn't ask Bane. That was a real letdown. Everybody else, I believe, I asked. So let's find out what this gentleman thinks or what his favorite episode of Mac and Goo is.
And then lastly, what's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
Mac and Goo. Never heard of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you can't have everything.
Well, we tried.
We give it a shot. Yeah. Ryan, this... how would you describe this next gentleman?
The next gentleman we're going to talk about?
Yeah, this was the guy with the Jason Voorhees shirt.
The word that pops into my head is just creature. Like we happened upon a creature at this point.
Yep, he was. Again, this was on Saturday that we went. I know it was air conditioned inside, but it was 90 something degrees outside. He's wearing all black, long hair, long goatee, glasses, a Jason Voorhees shirt, I believe suspenders. I'm not sure. Might have been suspenders.
I'm not sure, but if you said there were suspenders there, I'd be like, yeah, there were.
And he was locked in on some table. He was fixated on some table that had, I don't know, whether it was anime or whatever it was. And we're like, you know what? We should talk to him. And I'm going to warn all the listeners right now, this does take a little bit of a dark turn at one point, but stick with us. It does get better.
First off, what brought you out to the Comic-Con today?
I came here to see this guy, Kane Hodder.
Kane Hodder, of course, is one of the guys who played Jason Voorhees, who was there.
Another thing that brought me out here is, well, I just love Comic-Cons. This is like, this is my Disneyland. This is like where I feel at home. This is where I feel comfortable, you know. I see all these people in these costumes, and this is, I mean, I look like I'm already wearing a costume, you know. So, I mean, I feel right at home here. I can be myself and not be judged, and that's pretty much why I came here. Plus,
So at that point, I'm like, all right, this guy just called it his Disneyland. I'm like, we're in for a good time here, Ryan, right? This guy seems like he's upbeat. He's energetic. That's one thing we've always said about every Comic-Con, that they're all very positive people, right? In fact, this was the very first Comic-Con we've ever been to where I asked a person if they would do an interview, and somebody said no.
Someone said no. Yeah, they usually don't do that. I was very surprised.
It was a squirrely little dude. He was wearing a Jurassic Park shirt, and I wanted him to break the tie between you and me, but he just ducked out of there, and he said he's camera shy. I said, we don't have any cameras, but then he took off. Like I was going to stuff him in a locker or something. I'm like, don't come back. All right, forget it. But this guy, he's talking about, hey, you know, nobody judges me here. This is a nice time. This is my Disneyland. His words, not mine. Disneyland. But then it also takes a bit of a turn here from him. Again, I haven't asked a follow-up. I just asked him why he's here, and here we go.
I've had a really tough year. Like, I had to move. I lost my aunt to brain cancer, and my uncle to alcoholism. Normally, I feel sad about that, but they're, you know, their own stupidity. They could have stopped, but, you know. That's just how I look at things. My mother had to take care of my aunt during the entire thing, and she's just been overstressed lately. And since we're in Foxwoods as well, she likes to gamble and play the slots.
There you go, yeah.
So I figured two for one. She gets the stress relief, and I get to come and do something that I love to do. So I just figured, you know, and to be honest with you, if I don't really have that much of a good time here, it's more just for her. I just want to see her brain just go.
Oh, wow.
Right, take a little stress reliever, like you said. Now,
so that was 2 minutes on why are you here?
Why are you here? And it went.
I was like, oh my God, Ryan. He just told us about half his family died. I'm like, should we pack this in, or what do we do here? But
I kind of did that thing where I was just kind of like shuffling, like looking at my feet, like kind of shuffling my feet, like what do we do now?
Okay, I mean, seems a bit.
And
like,
again, I mean, I think this guy's been talking for like 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, and you've asked him 2 questions.
Yeah. Yep.
You asked him like, you know, more. Who are you here to see, and what are you doing here?
Correct.
And that's it.
And then here we go. There's more here.
Obviously, you're a big Jason Voorhees fan. You got the T-shirt. You said you were here to see Kane Hodder. Yep. Is that your favorite horror movie?
One of my favorite horror movies of all time. I just want, every now and then, I just question myself, okay, who can beat Jason? Who can beat Jason?
First of all, I love this guy's thought process because I think of the same shit all the time, too. When you're watching a movie, you're like, how good would Michael Myers be against somebody else? And so this guy, he obviously stays up at night saying, who would beat Jason? That kind of sums up the whole reason of having a podcast like this. It's well
said, sir. I think there's several movies about people beating Jason, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, there's like 13 of them.
Would Jason make a very scary Sith Lord?
Yeah, I would think so.
Hey, we're just, all right, I'm in.
I mean, that is the best. That is the his reaction to, and like you can't see his face, but he is laughing, and it is the best.
Lord.
Yeah, I would
would think so.
Well, I would think so.
Incredible. Maybe that's a crossover, like Friday the 13th Jedi of some sort.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he would even top Darth Vader over there.
There's a plenty of Vaders here walking around. Now, what were your thoughts on, I think a pretty polarizing film would be The Last Jedi. I assume you saw it. What did you think?
You never should assume, Ryan.
You never should assume.
You never should assume.
You shouldn't do it. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't see it. I'm kind of like the guy that like goes the opposite way of everyone else.
Okay.
Like everybody's like going Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. I'm like, they got enough fans. I'm gonna go focus on something else.
I've never thought of anything like that. Like, you know what?
All right, guy.
Star Wars might look really interesting. It might look like a lot of fun, but they're gonna make their money. I'm good. I'm gonna go over here. I'm gonna pay for something else.
What would that something else be?
Justice League, I did see.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great, especially the moment when Superman like comes back and he's at the monument where his statue used to be, and Flash is trying to like speed up, and then all of a sudden Superman's eyes just like lock onto him, and then you see Flash's face. It's like, oh shit.
He
could do this too.
So do you prefer the DC movies to the Marvel movies?
I kind of do, because I'm impartial to Superman. I mean, I grew up with Christopher Reeve, and I know that everyone says it was the worst movie, but my favorite was the fourth movie.
Superman 4,
Quest for Peace or something like that.
Okay.
And then Nuclear Man. Everybody says that he was a stupid villain, but I liked him. I mean, he had his own theme.
Right.
I forget how it goes. It's like going in my head, but I forget how to like bring it outside.
can you describe the ring that you're wearing?
So he's got this ring.
I'm out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nuclear Man, the Superman 4, The Quest for Peace might be one of the worst movies ever made.
It's a piece of shit movie. Like, yeah.
And basically, they told Christopher Reeve, they said, like, he didn't want to do another Superman movie. And they did it, and they said, like, you could basically do whatever you want. Like, just come back, and, you know, you can make a Superman movie however you want to make it. And he's like, all right, what if Superman, like, used his powers to, like end nuclear war?
Right.
Like, take all the nuclear warheads on Earth and, like, put them up into space and whatever. And then the studio that made it, I've mentioned this on Electric Boogaloo, the actual movie Electric Boogaloo, about Canon Films, who made Superman 4.
Right.
They, like, used old shots from, like, the old Superman because they ran out of money because the company was going under.
Yeah.
And the guy who played Nuclear Man was an actual ex-Chippendale dancer who had never acted before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a it's a phenomenally bad movie, but the fact that he's like, that's the greatest Superman movie ever. It's amazing to me that he said that.
He did tell you he goes opposite, right?
He goes opposite.
He's opposite,
he's a bit of a contrarian like that. He goes the other way.
So he's rocking this ring. It looks like a bird on his finger, and it like covers most of his finger. It's like a big black bird with like red eyes. So I ask him.
Very pointy. Very pointy. It looks like it hurt somebody.
Oh, I would hurt myself just wearing that in a minute. So here I asked him, what's the deal with this?
Oh, this ring? I didn't buy it anywhere here. Okay. I bought it like, there was this King Ink, like a tattoo parlor outside, and this is a crow ring right here with
it's like rubies.
They're garnet, Mozambique garnets.
Oh, okay.
And I bought the
they're
one of those rubies.
No, they're Mozambique garnets. All right. Okay, sir.
It's because another favorite movie of mine is The Crow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sad that Brendan Lee is no longer with us. Thank you.
At which point, this gentleman looked up at the sky and raised both of his hands and said thank you to Brendan Lee, who died while making The Crow. Yeah.
Yeah, thank and then he started laughing, that weird laugh that he does. Like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you for that memorable movie. It sucks you had to die. Anyway. Anyway.
It's fine.
Anyway. Sucks you had to die.
No, he goes, sucks that you had to die. My God, this is taking a turn. But he's got some good, he's got some more crow stuff that's going to make you think. So hopefully you're sitting down.
But, yeah, ever since that movie, I've been fascinated with crows and the fact that they had this myth about them that they bring the souls of the dead to the other side. I mean, I'm sorry, but that sounds a little bit more important than the American bald eagle. I mean,
that's the hot take.
Wow, that's the hottest take. First of all, after watching The Crow, did you know anybody that all of a sudden became more interested in crows?
No, not I love it. This guy?
Nope, no, this guy did. So I love it. And then he basically, he's calling out the American bald eagle. He's saying, that's kind of a bullshit emblem. I think we should probably change it over to the crow. I love it. I would not have thought of that. I did not expect that either going into Foxwoods on Saturday.
No.
No. Good take.
That's your soul he's carrying.
That's a good point. And what's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
He's probably listened to Mac and Goo, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one of their guys, yeah.
And what's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
Mac and Goo. And just, yeah, I don't really watch TV too much.
I love it. I'm even laughing like that guy now.
Oh, I know. It's intoxicating.
I'm more like on Netflix and like playing video games and stuff like that. Basically, what I've been watching on Netflix recently was Wynonna Earp.
How's that?
It's not that bad actually. It's like the fighting. It's about this young lady that I guess is a part of a family that's like cursed to fight these demons over and over and over again until the curse is finally lifted or something. And this is one gun that can just put them down for good. Any other thing is just like bleh.
Hey, well, thank you very much for spending some time with us. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
Not a lot of info there about Wynonna Earp.
No, but
we need a lot of info.
He's watching it, though. He's absolutely watching it.
They got like a gun, something. I don't know.
So, Ryan, we mentioned earlier. So that guy was great, by the way. We could circle back to that once we're done with all these guys. Yeah. We gotta pump this through. So when we were at, I believe it was Rhode Island Comic Con, or maybe it was actually the last year at Comic Con in Foxwoods, we interviewed a guy that loved Power Rangers.
And he was at Comic Con last year.
Okay, yep, it was the same goddamn place. And this was a guy, if you remember, it was like rapid fire answers. I couldn't find the audio of it from last year, but it was basically, do you like Power Rangers? Yes. Did you see the movie? Yes. Was it good? Yes. Who's your favorite? Red.
And this guy, if I remember correctly, we asked him if we could record it for the podcast, and you would have thought we asked him if he wanted $1,000 cash right now.
Yes.
He was that excited.
He was excited about it. So we saw this gentleman out in the hallway, and we said, you know what? Why not? Here we go.
First off, any chance you remember us from last year?
Possibly. I think so, yes.
Maybe a little bit. Now, could you break a tie for us? Have you seen Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom yet?
No, I have not.
Do you want to see it?
It's not high on my movie list.
What is high on your movie list?
Death House.
What is that?
It's the new movie with Kane Hodder. It's like supposed to be the Expendables of Horror. Vernon Wells from Power Rangers is in it.
Oh, my God. This guy.
Here we go. Immediately with the Power Rangers.
Although, did he say Death House? That sounds like Expendables with horror characters. That might be pretty good. I'll have to give that a go.
Check that out.
I'll have to give that a go. But here we go. The guy, we're not even 30 seconds in, and he's already got Power Rangers on the mind.
Now, Kane Hodder is here.
I met him already today.
How was that?
That was awesome.
Now, you're a big Power Rangers guy, if I remember correctly from last year, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, are they going to be making another movie, or is there going to be adding?
There's going to be a lot of new stuff done since Hasbro bought them for $522 million.
Now, if somebody was just getting into Power Rangers, where would you steer them to go? Like, what would you tell them to start watching?
Watch the original, or watch an element that you like already of something.
Does that make any sense to you?
That makes no sense to me.
So, start with the original. I got that. I could do that.
Yep.
But how would I know what I like if I haven't seen it?
Yeah,
I was very confused by that. We just soldiered through.
What is it about Power Rangers that attracts you to them?
The stunts, the acting, the props are just amazing.
And do you have a favorite Power Ranger?
Yes, Jason David Frank.
Now, is he here this year?
No, he's not. But he will be in Rhode Island.
And so are you going to go to Rhode Island?
Of course.
Which Comic-Con is your favorite?
This one in Rhode Island.
Have you been to any others?
Lock City, Terrificon, Paramorphicon, which I'm going to in August.
And before we leave here today, what do you think we should see?
You should see Evolution Comics, Brett Swanson, Joe St. Pierre, and the rest of the Ultra Reality comic creators.
And what's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
Here we go. The money question.
Here we go.
Let's go. This guy's got to listen.
And what's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
Mac and Goo, never heard of them.
Thank you.
Well, that's a shame.
Come on. Come on, guy.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is Jason David Frank the guy who was like the Green Ranger who did like MMA?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he was there last year because I remember he was like all jacked up, that guy, because I think he met him.
He's a bit of legal issues now and again.
Yeah, I think he's right. Maybe he's got some habits that aren't legal. I don't know.
No, not great. Yeah.
All right, last guy, Ryan. How would you describe this gentleman's outfit?
It was a lot of He looked like he worked hard on it, not smart. If that makes any sense. Like it looked like it was an outfit that was put together with a lot of care. But not a lot of skill.
Bald cap.
If that makes any sense.
Yep, he had a bald cap. He had
sort of.
He had some trouble with it. He had like a red jumpsuit kind of thing.
Yep.
He had a stuffed animal shark with like a flashlight on it.
Flashlight on it. Yep.
And yeah, that's probably what you need to know.
And like I said, it looked like he spent some time on the outfit,
sure.
But just doesn't have the know-how.
No,
you know what I mean?
I do. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, now I'm speaking here with Dr. Evil. What brought you out to the Comic-Con today?
Well, I figure being as evil as I am, I've been locked away for a while, so it'd be good to have a high profile. I call it my own personal Alan Parsons project.
So this guy's all in.
He's all in. And just in case you didn't get it by Dr. Evil, he went into actual lines from the movie. So if you were confused still, you know, he went into the whole obscure Alan Parsons project. So.
Would you say this guy's Dr. Evil voice is better, worse, or the same as my Bane voice?
Could you do a better Dr. Evil voice than him?
No, that's not in my repertoire.
That's not, yeah. So I think
Bane,
we should have asked him to do Bane. That would have been actually really funny. If I had known this would be a thing.
Next year, we'll just ask everybody to do Bane.
Like, do a Bane voice.
Yeah, that's great, man. Nice costume. Can you do like a Bane impression? Because I can't.
And today I've brought my laser sharks. Just to be a little extra evil.
Have you run in?
If I wasn't so lazy, I would mash up his laugh with the last crazy guy's laugh.
Yeah, don't you got interns for that? Don't you get like college kids?
I know. It's a vacation week. There's nobody really around.
There's no vacation. You want to make it in this business, there's no vacation.
That's right. Dork doesn't take any time off except for 2 weeks ago when I was in Barbados. So, but we're back now.
To any kind of authority figures today that have, you know, been trying to get you back behind bars?
Well, I did see what I like to call a space force. Yes. And I will tell you that they will not be able to combat the magnitude of my evil plans. I figure the way I'm going to do it this time around is I'm going to make a Star Wars movie with a rabbit fish fella in it.
Okay. Does he have a name?
I figure I'd call him Jar Jar Binks, you know, because I'm down. You know, I'm hip, I'm with it.
All right, what if it was
something? What the hell is going on
right now? I don't know. He's trying to do something here with this. He's working on material with us. That's basically
he's
what he's doing.
Right now. Totally ripping.
Can you do a Dr. Evil impression?
Scotty Doom.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's not bad. Number two. That's really how. That's kind of all I got.
We're just workshopping.
Just kicking it around. I've never done this before. I've never tried this.
Would you consider yourself a super villain?
Well, a super mega villain. I would consider myself, yes.
Now, this shark, I noticed that you're holding in your hands, out of water. How long is he going to survive?
Well, number two has figured out a way to have land roaming sharks, which would be a lot better for the territories that are more inland than in the coast.
Has anyone told you you look a lot like Dr. Robotnik?
No, but I'm willing to entertain that because, you know, the corporation suffered some cutbacks. You know, I figure my latest investment in Amazon has about played itself out.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
Here we go. Now let's get enough with your Jar Jar Binks jokes, sir.
In your investment portfolio. Enough of that.
Put that to the side. Let's get to the real meat and potatoes.
What's your favorite episode of Mac and Goo?
Mac and Goo. Well, to be honest with you, I've not seen Mac and Goo. I apologize.
Don't worry about it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You know what it is? When people hear episode, they all assume television show.
They all assume television.
Yep. They all assume television, and they're all wrong. They're all so dumb. So, Ryan, now that those are the five interviews, we have had some really great Comic-Con guests in the past. You know, we've had Lydia Dietz, who was just an absolute treat. I think I have some of her. Let's see.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
She's a Hall of Famer.
Right? She's a Hall of Famer.
Fair to say. Joshua Adams, I would say, was a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer.
I would say. Where was he from? Was he at Boston Comic Con?
No, he was Boston. He was Boston.
Oh, okay. I think in like the feet, like Scotty was probably, would you put her in the Hall of Fame?
She's in the Hall of Fame. The only other person.
I'm dressed as Scotty or Scotty.
Sorry. Found that one.
Is the woman that we didn't actually get audio of her, the arts and crafts lady from the second New England Comic Con.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Who, like, trapped me and talked to me about how she can make any figure, any toy, any character.
She was definitely
with, like,
in there.
Cups and, like, what do they call them? They, like, drain clean pipe cleaners.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams. I'm CEO and founder of Cosplayer Nation.
So, yeah, I don't know.
So, out of this group, I would say if we were to induct someone into the cosplay Comic-Con Hall of Fame, I think it has to be Dr. Evil. It would have been Bane if he had any kind of. Actually, no. You know what? Jason guy is pretty good too.
I think I'm going to go there with it. I think it
you
is.
You know Jason guy?
I think Jason guy is the best.
Lord. Yeah, I would.
I think I might have to give it to him out of this group. I mean, there's a lot of good ones. Yeah, that guy.
Tokunishi Takahashi.
Was it Dinner for Schmucks?
Yeah.
When
yes,
Zach Galifianakis is laughing. Like, you got like that red in the face. It was awesome.
You're going to have problems, just like everything else. But stay positive and stay strong.
I agree.
You got it. You got it.
I agree with that. So. It was not a bust. It was well done. I think everybody was pretty good. You guys can let us know at Dork Podcast and dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Do you like the Comic-Con episodes? Who was your favorite from this group? What would be your hashtag Dork Hall of Fame? Maybe we should crown them all at one point. Really, really induct them into the hashtag Dork Comic-Con Hall of Fame at some point.
Absolutely,
Ryan. We're kind of up against it, so I don't think we have time for pick of the podcast. Unless you want to throw something out real quick.
Yeah, so if you are a big, I know you're a big dinosaur guy, Rich.
Yes.
There's a new video game on the PC called Jurassic World Evolution.
Here we go.
Where it's like Sim City, but you can build your own park, and guess what, Rich?
What's that?
You can engineer your own dinosaurs.
Yes. I'm going to go with something called
the
Indoraptor.
Oh, yeah. And it follows the lore of the Jurassic movie, so since, you know, we have so many big fans out there, go ahead and pick it up. I know people feel very strongly, very deeply about dinosaurs, so make sure you go and protect them and make sure they're protected in the park.
I'm excited. I'm excited for that game. Yep. I'm also excited for next week's episode where we get back to the MCU. Ant-Man and the Wasp is out this week, so that's going to be good. We're going to see that this weekend, and we'll have the episode at some point, probably Tuesday night like normal. Ant-Man and the Wasp, of course, on iTunes, hashtag Dork. You could rate, review, and subscribe. We appreciate when you rate and review. We can see that. Twitter at Dork Podcast, YouTube.com/Dork Podcast. We're going to have some things up our sleeve for that down the road. Of course, you can email us. Davey's on Twitch, twitch.tv/RVonD. We're on Instagram now. Instagram, that's exciting.
Yep.
That's pretty
good. Instagram's exciting. So we'll be, it's mostly me, you know, being from distance. So it's going to be some stuff. Whenever we go out as a group, it'll be a lot of that. And then, just some gaming stuff. No big deal. No big whoop.
Just some gaming stuff. So I think that'll do it, Ryan.
That'll do it. Well, good work.
All right, sir.
Thank you so much for interviewing me.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.